In a former township outside of Cape Town, South Africa, there is a high rate of HIV infection among pregnant women. Many are unable to get the treatment they need to save their lives and the lives of their children. But that's about to change with the launch of a new project that aims to break down barriers to antiretroviral therapy. The man in charge of the new project is Dr. Landon Meyer, an associate professor based at the School of Public Health and the Desmond Tutu HIV Center at the University of Cape Town. His work centers on the community of Guguletu.
It's a community of about 300,000 people of predominantly low socioeconomic status who live in a context of extreme poverty and with a very high prevalence of HIV infection. So the prevalence of HIV among pregnant women in this setting is about 28%. And so HIV presents an incredible problem to the community and to HIV-infected women who are pregnant in particular.
Dr. Meyer is the recipient of the International Leadership Award from the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation. A $300,000 grant will fund the project. The aim is to find the best strategies to allow HIV-positive pregnant women to receive antiretroviral therapy.
The underlying issue is that lifelong antiretroviral therapy is the best form of prophylaxis, of prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV. At the same time, it's a critical intervention for the health of HIV-infected mothers.
He says many HIV-positive pregnant women in Guguletu fall between the cracks of a dual healthcare system, a system fraught with complications and uncoordinated medical appointments.
The existing antenatal health service, midwife obstetric units they're called, are very good at providing simple short-course antiretroviral regimens to pregnant women who are HIV-infected but don't have advanced disease. And an entirely separate health service is focused on starting antiretroviral therapy in eligible adults, regardless of whether or not they're men or women or pregnant or not pregnant. And we find that these pregnant women tend to fall between the cracks between these two very different services.
That lack of coordination makes it difficult for a woman to arrange transportation, childcare, and time off from work. Then there are the psychological concerns of starting antiretroviral therapy during pregnancy.
Complicated, and often complicated issues require sort of holistic and multifaceted interventions.
Success in Guguletu, he says, could have wide-ranging effects throughout the continent.
If this project is really the success that I think we're all hoping it will be, we'll identify interventions, be able to identify interventions that can be generalized to other communities. Other communities in South Africa, but other communities across sub-Saharan Africa, because this is, I believe, one of the real key issues facing PMTCT and HIV care and treatment globally.
Since 2002, the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation has awarded more than $5 million in grants to 13 recipients in 9 countries as part of its International Leadership Award. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.